96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
This girl can run, but in the Olympics, eh?
You ask me to come your way, and you're running away from me. Oh, yeah. I ask you what you want, and you're running away from me. Hey, hey, you're running, 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 running. You're running away from me. Oh, yeah. I ask you what you want, and you're running away from me. My son up in his place. You passing me up and down, looking all in my face. That body could make the dead jump right out of the grave. Tell me what you're looking for, tell me what you crave. She say, rock me, oh Lord, rock me till the morning. What I say? Oh no. But when she touched me, oh no, she break off running. But it's got to rain. You ask me to come your way, you're running away from me. Oh, yeah. I asked you what you want, and you're running away from me. You're running, 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 running. You're running away from me. Oh, yeah. I asked you what you want, and you're running away from me. Don't know what happened, thought the gunman started to shoot. A nice Bohemian, so I get to run into. When I catch my son, I run right out of deep. You catch me good, girl, you had me all in a trance. You got me acting crazy, just like you.
All I do is bang.
Tell me what spooked you.
Good yawning this morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. Dear Bahamas, let me tell you something. I am so impressed with this cohort, this cadre, this class of young artists, musicians, rake and scrapers, culturalists, right? I am so impressed by them. Let me tell you something. If for whatever reason we had to shut ourselves off from the rest of the world, and we were destined to entertain ourselves with no outside help, we could do it. We could do it. These young people are just phenomenal. And at the end of the week, one day, I think on Friday, we're going to have some who have been performing Bahamian music all over the world. And they're going to come and share with us what they've been up to. Producer, was that Shine? That's Shine, Shine 242, the young man. He's a part of that cohort. He's a part of that class. Like right now, he is one of the members leading the cohort. One of. They're doing big things, these young people. And it's not just that I'm proud, right? But like I'm comforted to know that we are leaving Rake and Scrape in the hands and Bahamian culture in the hands of people who care about it and care about each other. There's lots in the headlines today. Government looking for funding for Grand Bahama Airport. I figured that would be in the headlines. So I prepared some stories to talk about it. I said, it's a lot. It's a lot. In fact, sitting down at my computer last night, I put in one search for the term Manchester Airports Group. And I found 10 articles stretching from March 21 to July 2024. To July 2024. And when I say one search, what I mean is I just hit go once. And these are the articles that pop up on the first page of the search. So from March 2021, we have takeoff, government to buy airport in deal seen as vital to save ravaged economy. Now, this was March 2021, right? So this would have been Minnis administration. 18th of January, 2023, we're now in the Davis administration. Source, Bahamian Group with UK Airport Group Partners wins bid for Grand Bahama Airport. Drago Hub, ambition for GB's $200 million airport. May 2023, six design options for Grand Bahama's $200 million airport. October 23, Grand Bahama Airport operator working on timeline. October 16th of October 2023, Grand Bahama Airport operator well ready to move. November 2023, delays on rebuilding critical Grand Bahama Airport, another disappointment, says Turnquest. They're referring to the former Minister of Finance, Peter Turnquest. January 2024, we must know what the heck is happening over Grand Bahama Airport. I wouldn't have put that word in the title, but these people, them have obviously little stress out about it. January 2024. February 2024, demolition to start at Grand Bahama's airport in 30 days. July 2024, Grand Bahama International Airport. Now, this one, this article right here, I just found it interesting, right? Let me tell you why I find these things interesting. So I searched Manchester Airports Group, and this is one of the links that came up. Grand Bahama International Airport from a website called Mowlem, M-O-W-L-E-M. It may be an acronym, like the company name is an acronym as opposed to a word. July 24th. Why I find these sorts of articles interesting is because I'd be on the internet doing research, trying to find context, right, for what it is I'm reading in an article, and you'd be surprised. The whole world is talking about the Bahamas, right? Like, because we sit here, we don't want foreigners talking our business, but the whole world is talking about the Bahamas. Less the Bahamas and more their economic interests in the Bahamas. And sometimes you find more information from companies that have interests in the Bahamas than you do from the Bahamian government. But I just thought I would read all of those out because this is, in fact, when I searched, you know what AI told me? The Tribune has covered this subject extensively. That's what AI told me, right? Article after article after article after article. So I know everybody was shocked when they read, when they read the article in yesterday's Tribune, Pintard Grand Lucayan staff confused over delayed payment of their salaries. Mr. Pintard, FNM leader, yesterday accused the administration of leaving Grand Lucayan Resort workers and their families in limbo after employees reportedly went unpaid last week without explanation. I think you'd be equally stunned to see a follow-up article in the business section, Grand Lucayan staff pay delayed over severance. So I guess by the time they got to the second article, they figured it out. Grand Lucayan employees did not receive due salary payments on Friday due to a holdup with potential termination payouts and which workers will be retained by the resort's potential new business was told. An employee at Grand Bahama's so-called anchor property speaking on condition of anonymity confirmed that salary payments due on Friday were not received by workers. Mr. Pintard's statements captured in both articles also list a number of issues that the opposition wished to bring to the administration's attention. Mr. Pintard blasted the government for stalling on other projects, including the promised redevelopment of Grand Bahama International Airport. He noted pledges of a new domestic terminal and U.S. pre-clearance facilities by August. I guess that was last month, but said no groundbreaking has taken place. He further highlighted concerns about unpaid subcontractors under the small home repair program, unprocessed deductions for public servants, and delays in other projects, such as the moorings development in Exuma. He also said straw vendors in Port Lucayo were struggling and urged property owners to support them during the downturn. Mr. Pintard concluded by demanding the government tell workers when their pay will be deposited. It's very, very interesting read up in the latter article, Grand Lucayan Staff Pay Delayed Over Sentence. I found this sentence very interesting. Mr. Pintard said more than 121 days have passed since the government signed a heads of agreement for the 56-acre beachfront resort, along with the adjacent 160-acre reef golf course with Ancient Waters Bahamas, a Bahamian subsidiary of U.S.-based Concord Wilshire Capital. He demanded full transparency regarding the $120 million sale and said it remains unclear whether the funds from the transaction have been received. He also questioned again the status of the airport. In a news brief yesterday, the Manchester Airports Group, that's the first time I heard them in there. Now, mind you, this is not a story that I in Freeport, and so I just tend to stay away from Grand Bahama stories. But this one is important. Nassau Guardian, government looking for new funding for Grand Bahama Airport. Funding from, and it's Manchester Airports Group, eh? Funding from Manchester Airports Group did not happen, DPM says. The Davis administration is in the process of organizing alternative funding for the redevelopment of Grand Bahama International Airport after initial funding plans fell through. Minister of Tourism, Investments and Aviation Chester Cooper said yesterday. Last year, the government signed an agreement with Aerodrome Limited, Manchester Airport. I swear it's Airports Group, you know. I think it's important that y'all put that S there. Limited and BHM Construction International UK for the $200 million transformation of GBIA, which sustained critical damage during Hurricane Dorian. The deal was finalized after an extensive negotiation process, and Manchester Airports Group was set to for the airport's reconstruction. But Cooper confirmed yesterday that the government has been forced to find alternative funding for the airport. We executed a private public partnership some time ago for the advancement of the airport, Cooper said following a tour of the Nassau Straw Market on Bay Street. Quote, it involved a management agreement with Manchester Airport Group. Y'all gonna put that S there one day. That continues to be actively engaged. Quote, there were to be Bahamian contractors, which we celebrated, and there was to be funding provided by the group. Quote, regrettably, the funding hadn't happened. We are at the moment of organizing alternative funding. Whilst I can't speak to that today, I can tell you that we're making progress, and we're going to turn to page 5. We are making progress, and in due course, I'll be making a further statement, close quotes. Now, I heard that statement when it was first broadcast last night, right? And I just had 3 questions. Well, you know, what is Manchester Airports Group? I figured that out on my own. What is the management agreement with the Manchester Airports Group? Question, do you think the public will ever be able to access it? See, here's the thing. Here's why. Because when the minister said seeking alternative funding, he didn't say we're seeking an alternative partner for the PPP. He didn't say, mind you, you will have noted if you're looking at today's Nassau Guardian that I have not read the entirety of the article. I am parsing it right now, and I don't think I see any further statements from the Minister of Investments, Tourism, Investments, and Aviation. Here's why I'm asking the question. The minister clearly says, quote, regrettably, the funding hadn't happened. We are at the moment of organizing alternative funding, right? And close the quotes there. Are you organizing an alternative partner? Because what I inferred from what you said is that that partner was supposed to provide the funding, right? Are we keeping the partner but seeking alternative funding? Is that what we're doing? Because that would suggest that the nature of the relationship with the partner has changed. Yeah? We would like some clarity, and I think we just know, right? We should be able to see the agreement before. I mean, we don't even know if the agreement is ended, right? We should be able to see the agreement. The minister should speak substantively to the matter and to the contract itself. And in particular, what do you mean by seeking alternative funding? Are you also seeking an alternative partner to provide the funding? Will that partner replace Manchester Airports Group? Now, Manchester Airports Group, Carl, I see you. Give me a second. Manchester Airports Group is the UK's largest airports group. Collectively, MAG owns and operates three UK airports, Manchester, London, Stansted, and East Midlands, alongside digital travel services business, Cavu, that's C-A-V-U. Last year, 54 million passengers flew through their airports, and they contributed more than $8 billion to the UK economy. They directly employ 7,000 people and support more than 40,000 jobs across the supply chain. Carla, sorry I missed you. I wanted to get that out on the table. Let me go to the phone line. Good morning, Carla. Good morning, Carla. You there? But I guess you were no longer there. You were there for a second. So when I started my roundup of stories last night, I was looking at Family Island stories. We are still interested in what happened over New Providence on Friday night. I think it's important to talk about that. And then some more Family Island stories. This is Tuesday. It's Guardian's Grand Bahama wrap-up day as well. Let's go to the phone line. Sorry I missed you, caller. Let's try again. Good morning, Carla.
Good morning, Ms. Green. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Seems like we're having this libertalico problem again. What you think about NOD, the government getting back with NOD, the people here in NOD who did this beautiful airport?
But
let them go and do the airport in Grand Bahama. I don't think they owe them any money. You know?
Okay, so I don't know sufficient about NAD to determine whether there's a contractual issue. Like you see, Owen had their little pit petition this weekend, and what's her name, Cochran? The blonde lady from Shark Tank was one of the speakers, but apparently she left before the pitch segment of the evening began. And I realize it's probably because she's under a contractual agreement that prevents her from participating in other pitch style events, right, with other entities. And so I don't know if there's a part of their contract that restricts them to one airport, or if it's the nature of the contract. Like, look, we are set up to manage this particular airport, but the model, right, the question is, can we replicate a NAD for the purpose of constructing GBI.
I thought I would say that because you were talking about it. But yeah. I really called you on this. Have you heard the clips from the straw market?
No, I haven't heard the clips, but I am interested in that story because I also have the story about the Junkanoo Beach. So talk.
They want to close the straw market for 1 week, uh-huh. Not 1 month. Mm-hmm. Not 1 year, 1 week. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And they have people on the radio complaining this morning if the government can give them money for their children for lunch for the week. 1 week. Mm-hmm. These are the people years ago that were bragging they in $200 and $300 ASU a day.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the government wants to clean up the area and maybe put in some funds or different lights.
Cousin,
and
let's
area.
Fix it. Hold on.
But they can't do it with them
inside. Let's fix it right now. It should be a part of your contract. It should be a part of the contractual agreement that you're going to be required to vacate the straw market for at least 1 week in a quarter. right? Or in 6 months for this type of maintenance to take place.
Say you're a smart lady. Then, but you know what I'm thinking?
Yes, sir.
There are a lot of them that are so far back on their rental payment. They're afraid when the government done finish renovate the straw market and fix it back up.
Ah.
They have to pay the money
before they can get back in.
That, I think that's what they're running from.
That makes sense, though. That's what you have to do.
That's what you should do.
I have another concern, and here's the concern. Is this a situation similar to the taxi, a situation similar to the jitney situation where the drivers, right, are complaining they want higher rates, right? They want incentives because they're not generating enough income to survive. But is it a system like it appeared as if the taxi cab union was running a pension scheme, right, where they were leasing plates and cars to drivers, which means that for a driver to be able to survive, he has to produce a percent, right? He has to produce a sufficient amount so that he could extract a percentage that he extracts is sufficient for him, right?
Yeah.
And so we have I don't want to call it a patronage system. I'm sure there's specific language for it, but it's like it's an enslavement. You enslaving people.
Ms. Green, let me comment. I wanted to continue something on the straw market.
Mm-hmm.
But you pitched me now to the busing system. I used to be a part of the busing system. I was a part of the busing system for over 26, 27 years.
Okay.
I owned buses at one point.
Okay.
What we did, instead of with my drivers, what I did, I give them an ultimatum. I said, you want 30% or you want to bring me X amount of money a day. And whatever you make after that is your own, and you work on Saturday and Sunday for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
They agreed to that.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want the 30% because the 30%, they'll have to work at least 6 days.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever they supposedly make, they would have to bring to me, and I give them 30% out of that. But see, with them working and bringing me X amount of money per day, they can determine how much money they make a week. And some weeks they make more money than me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But back to the straw market thing.
Okay.
The straw market thing is this. I'm going to close on this. We need to turn the straw market, just like the jitney situation, into a bohemian-only thing. I don't think no foreigner should be in a straw market working. I ain't going to call no names because they have all different type of foreigners in there working.
Yeah.
I think that should be directly just for bohemians alone.
Now watch this. I could. If you have a company, you tell me, look, I got a company and I'm making all of these products, right? And I have, tell me that. And you tell me that immigration has given you the approval to have these migrants doing this work, right? Bang. The front-facing people should be Bahamians. The people in the market should be Bahamians.
Thank you.
You selling a story. See, this is the thing. You're supposed to be selling an experience. How can a migrant sell the authentic Bahamian experience?
You know, back in the day, Ms. Green, when you walk in a straw market, you would see those old women selling their straw bag, and they sit right there. And the woman, they ask the straw, because I used to freak in the straw market a lot. They would ask the tourists, would you like me to put your name on the bag? And them old people would sit right there and sew their name on the bag. This generation in the straw market, now they can't do that.
I got you.
They can't even plot a plot.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
I wanted to comment. I wanted to ask you if Bahamians and Bahamian citizens is the same thing, and whether Bahamian citizen trumps the term Bahamian, or the term Bahamian. I use this word organic, and you know I hate that word.
Mm-hmm.
Does it trump be Bahamian? But Bahamian citizen trumps everything.
Okay, so I feel you. I like that question, right? That's something to tear into. Everybody working in the tourism sector is supposed to do a Bahama Host program?
Yes. And that doesn't happen, but yes.
Right. So that's it right there. Like, whether you Bahamian or Bahamian citizen, oh boy, I like it. You see, when you got me tipping on my toes, make sure I don't mash the wrong thing. What a question to ask. Bahamian versus Bahamian citizen. Is there such a thing as Bahamian versus Bahamian citizen? There must be. There must be.
Yeah, because one is enacted in law. One is enacted in law that but it's constitutional.
Yeah, see,
and that's only Bahamian citizens.
I have a thing, people over policy.
But you could born Bahamian and not
be a Bahamian citizen.
And not be a Bahamian citizen.
See, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Right?
But and culture makes you Bahamian.
See, because my thing is, who created the laws? And what was the intent of the law? Hmm. See, I need to know the intent of the law before I allow it to separate us.
So if I, a Jamaican who has become a Bahamian citizen, mm-hmm. have all the rights and legal framework of the, whatever benefits that Bahamians have, mm-hmm. surely I could work inside the straw market. But then we had that same debate over fishing. Can the Dominican men who married Bahamians and who have become have work permits, should they be able to have the right to work on the boat? And I think the conclusion was they have to be a Bahamian citizen.
Yeah, if they're married, if they're Bahamian citizen.
Yeah, not just married, because you have.
Yeah, because you could be Dominican with permanent residency and a right to work. But yeah, no, you could be, if the law says you have to be a Bahamian citizen to work on the boat, then you got to be a Bahamian citizen to work on the boat.
Yeah, but sometimes the law just use the word Bahamian citizen.
Right, and so you got to do a judicial review. Okay, let's go to the caller. Thank you for your patience, caller. You got to do a review, and you got to have the court to say, is in law, in this particular provision, does Bahamian mean the same thing as Bahamian citizen? Good morning, caller.
Stocking voice along with you and Yuri, Aaron.
Good morning, blessings.
Much the same to you, thank you. See, the thing is, right, we, the Bahamians, right?
Mm-hmm.
Build the straw market for Bahamian people, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But it's not governed that way.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is, right, when it comes to the airplanes and stuff like that, the land is ours, isn't it not?
I mean, technically, yes.
Okay, well, then we're supposed to be getting something from all of those planes that uses the airport.
Yeah, we do. We collect fees, we collect taxes. Yeah, and service fees, yeah.
So what problem do we have with it now today?
Ah, hey, that's a great question, right? Have we not been preparing for this? Have we not been putting our pennies away? Don't we have a little pocket in the consolidated fund for Grand Bahama Airport, revitalization, renovation, rebuilding? I feel you, Brayman.
We should.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Don't forget the government just purchased the Grand Bahama Airport from somebody.
But how much money?
I think it was a dollar. They just transferred over. So you said we should have some money put aside. We never owned it. We just bought it recently for the dollar after the storm.
Producer, play the gospel music. Play the gospel music. I need it right now. So you telling me you run a whole country. It's an archipelago. You got airports all over the archipelago.
Private airports all over the archipelago.
And you never considered it to be kept in escrow just in case something happened with one of your foreign investors who are not as vested in the country, that does not have the same constitutional obligation to its citizens that the government has? You're not putting any money aside for that?
This is one of the concerns a number of Bahamians have with selling off Bahamas Air. What if they decide, the new owners, decide that they're not going to Acklands anymore or Mayaguana anymore? Bahamas Air mandate is to make sure connect all of the Bahamas.
And the government's mandate is to govern equally and equitably across the archipelago. You're absolutely right. They cannot leave Mayaguana without service, even though they do regularly, to the point where we're not even sure that Mayaguana is a real place, right? They don't ought to, right? And see, so I ask the question, you run in a country or you run in a nation? I mean, the truth is you run in an economy poorly, right? You can't even realize the archipelagic nature of the country. Here's some. Oh, go on. No, go on.
I'm just following back up with the straw market concern with the initial caller mentioned that mm-hmm. people want government to pay for them to be off for a week. Yes. That is concerning the audacity. The straw market have an association. I assume the association president or the executive board should have pushed back and asked questions. So what are you saying? Right. But it shows how the mindset of a number of people in the Bahamas on what's the purpose of government, even though government has facilitated them to have a place, access for work cheaply, by the way.
And,
right?
And what's the obligation of being a business owner? Mm. Right. Like, are you not preparing for your employees? Also, what are the obligations of a sector, an association? You're in a straw market sector, right? There's a downturn in tourism. You don't have temporary employment programs for members of your sector. You don't have a Y where y'all could send people to Acklands or Andrus or the Family Island to pick top, to process top and straw and to plat. So when y'all have a downtime, y'all don't have a fund that stipends people to make the plat. They would... That's what I'm saying. It appears as if all of these sectors, including Junkanoo, that they are viewed as a sector in which I could become a prince, I could become a plantation owner, I could do no work and reap all of the benefits. But let's look at the straw market. Why are you in the straw market hiring people to work for you, or leasing out whatever license it is you have to be in a space at times? You got to revisit the nature of your contractual relationship. Same thing with bus drivers. Same thing with the taxi cab drivers who were complaining they're not making enough money to survive. You would not make enough money to survive if you have to lease your car from somebody, if you have to lease your plate from somebody. And y'all are not making enough money to survive because you don't have any organized systems. It's infuriating hearing taxi drivers complain about not making enough money, but they on the road every day running red lights and stop signs, driving at 7 miles an hour everywhere like they have nowhere to go, but still sliding through the stop sign and red light like they're in a rush. They cut you off. They throw their car on the sidewalk while you walking on the sidewalk. It couldn't be them, said, who are complaining that they're not making enough money because they're not working hard enough. Anyway, let's go to the text line. Here's a text. We must thank the opposition for shining a light on the airport PPP funding collapse. The government seemed unwilling to be transparent. What did they know and when? Do you see how quickly, producer, let's prep the caller, do you see how quickly they cleaned Bay Street after Junkanoo? The straw vendor market should be child's play. Can someone reach out to Manchester? It's an outrider management agreement fell apart. Here's another text. Morning. So Manchester won the bid. So since the government is looking for new money, maybe they should ask the other companies who also allegedly bid and see if they're still interested. Here's another text. Good morning. Yes, I agree with the caller about the straw vendors. This is actually the slow season. Just as hotels and restaurants prepare for it. Now, if you see the government wasn't doing anything, they would have also had a problem. Here's a text. Lot of text here. FYI, when persons call the phone, I'm going to let the producer know. A note about the phone lines. Government also needs to clean the market from imported crafts, but they won't because persons on, because there's a industry providing these imported, like first-tier products to have value added to them in-country. Gotcha.
There are items made in the Bahamas and made for the Bahamas. That's why they allow some certain items to be imported to be in the straw market.
Right, because we talked about that for the Bahamas term. I don't know if I like that though, Mr. Newry, because I understand it, and I understand why they have it right now, right? So you got to for the Bahamas because you understand that you can't build these things at the cost necessary to sell in the market, right? But at the same time, you know how they do the sentences concurrently instead of consecutively? Mm-hmm. Concurrently, you could be running programs to build those skills locally and to provide scale locally. So like in the souvenir market, right? In the souvenir market. Right now, we can't compete. We can't sell souvenirs here that are made here because we can't compete with our nearest neighbors, right? But surely we could be, remember they're talking about the souvenirs lab? Mm-hmm. That's what it was supposed to be for, right? Not just to provide a space for people to build souvenirs, but kind of like Walmart, to provide a space to show you how to decrease your costs. how to improve your scale, how to make your product more viable for this cruise tourist market that the government insists that you will have access to. I see y'all notice that. That's why you got to get your government to talk to you, because they have created a market for you and they're creating a market for somebody else. And the question is, do you know what the markets are? And you understand the scope and the terms of them so you could figure out if you could get move from one market to the next market. All right, that's the text line. So, Mr. Nuri, I was on a kind of a family island mood last night. Producer, let's prep the caller. And so I found a number of other stories, like Bimini Chamber President Housing for Displaced Resorts World Employees is limited. So after this caller, I'm gonna go to that as a follow-up on a story we read last week. Good morning, caller.
Yeah, good morning, Aaron.
Good morning.
Yeah, the problem again, Aaron, is anytime, just like the taxi drivers, just like the bus drivers, anytime the politicians be engaging in these type of things where you can easily conclude that it's political populism, you have this type of nonsense. You know, but it is not a straw market. We can all agree that it's not a straw market. It's not authentic in terms of anything bohemian. And we can do it, and they can do it and make money, Aaron. What's the rent? The rent is at minimum cost. I don't even think they pay, they don't have that much overhead expenses. I don't even think they pay water bill or light bill. Mm-hmm. So why they can't sell on authentic? When tourists come here and come to the Bahamas, and a bulk of it comes into Nassau. But the problem is, and I've heard tourists say it, they can get those things at the flea market. Why mm-hmm. go on vacation to buy the same things that you can get home here locally? We can get home locally.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe they need to examine their products they're selling. But I don't care. I mean, some of them, you know, and then the overcrowding, just like the taxi, just like the bus, it's overcrowded. And you have to be a diehard something to get space in the market, or fish fry, or taxi plate, jitney plate. You know, you have to be politically connected. And the thing is, though, they're also subletting these things out. The foreigners, very soon, we're going to be able to speak Creole to go into the straw market. And it's just unbelievable. But just like the fish fry, same thing, Creole, I mean, all over the place. We don't have no structure, and we don't have no standard in the country. That's our problem. And I'm embarrassed as a black man to see where this country has come to after 50 years. This is great.
Bahamians don't want to do the work. They just want to be the owners. But to be the owner, you got the only way you could own it is that you did the work.
But the thing is, Aaron, the buck stops at the prime minister office. All this subletting and subleasing and all the other stuff like that, steel Porosky, fish fry, and the straw market, the buck stops at the prime minister's office. So they're the ones who is perpetuating this nonsense. They can stop it if they want to, because it's illegal.
I tell you what, before my bias shows, right, let me be with you, because as soon as the prime minister has a word, right, with the developer, whose staff or whose subcontracted staff is parking their vehicles illegally on the medians in Cable Beach, parking their cars illegally in the road. Somebody tell the people to go park. You're concerned about your car, go park it in the prime minister parking lot. The prime minister could have shut that down right away. It's offensive to think that foreigners are not only invited to come to the country and allowed to say things like that. They celebrated in the country after saying things like that, at the risk of never being invited to another event again. That's absolute foolishness. And every right-thinking Bahamian should be shame. And I use that word. I don't even conjugate it properly. It's conjugated properly for this purpose. They should be shame to know that they...
They should be.
I shame.
But our leaders should be shame.
I shame.
What they have done over the last 52 years. I mean, nothing seems to be working. And what's wrong with... I mean, see, we don't know the full extent of the work, the danger of the tourists and the workers alike to engage in work while the straw market is open. But if you can't take a 7-day time out, now maybe they may be concerned too that if they shut it down, it may not take 7 days, it may take 7 months. We don't know this because, you know, this is how we function. But we got to do, if it's 7 days, then 7 days. It's going to be better.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
I'm glad that you added that element into the conversation because it is a reasonable concern, but it still can't stop the contractual agreement, and that should have been in the contract, right? Regular maintenance and cleaning must take place. We will, with sufficient notice, close the straw market for this purpose. Anyway, guys, we got to go to a break. When we get back from the break, Bimini Chamber President, unresolved logistical issues, delay shantytown demolition, Andrew shantytown residents given notice. World's largest floating book fair returns to Grand Bahama this week. Admission is $2. Children and seniors are free. Yeah. Starting tomorrow? They're coming tomorrow. It's going to start soon. And Junkanoo Beach Association tackle harassment of vendors. I wonder when y'all going to tackle the harassment of drivers on that strip in front of Junkanoo Beach. We got a break. We'll be right back.
But you know what's going down tomorrow?
Nobody, what happening?
Joe bringing the knife to school? He could do Junior in?
For what?
But he fooled with Joe girl.
Mother sick. And you know Junior don't bark down for nothing. So that means he got a big fight tomorrow.
So whose side you want?
Side? I trying to stay in school, not Simpson Pen. We gotta tell somebody about this fight.
Tell somebody? I ain't no snitch. I mean cool, you know.
Wait, if you so cool, then you need to stay in school and stay out of the fight.
Yeah, but if I don't hang on Joe's side, him and he boys coming for me next.
All right, so we definitely gotta tell somebody. We gotta prevent the fight.
What I say, I don't want nobody call me snitch.
We could just call Crime Stoppers. You could report what you know, and nobody gotta know it's you.
So how do I work?
All you gotta do is call them, or you text them through the Crack Crime Bahamas app, and nobody can know it's you.
Then the police come looking for me for more info, and when they finish with them, Joe them coming looking for me?
When you call Crime Stoppers, the calls go directly to Miami, and they don't ask nothing about you. Then you can get the pen from them, and they can claim a reward later using that same pen.
Plus, everything's scrambled, so nobody can read what you're saying.
Calls 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Don't ignore your children's dreams. In Genesis 37, Joseph shared his dreams, and though his father dismissed them, those very dreams revealed his destiny. God is still speaking to children today, even in their sleep. And as parents, we must listen, cover, and nurture. That's why I created the Children's Dream Journal, a tool to help you capture and protect what God is revealing to your kids. You can purchase your copy now on Amazon or join me, Trishawn Hanna, at my book signing Saturday, September 20th at 2 p.m. Be a template located on Jerome Avenue. This event is sponsored by CT Management, Template, Bahama Odds and Ends, Bake Party World, and Job 3314 Dreamer. Let's guard the destiny in our children's dreams together.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Don't wait for a storm to arrive. Stock up on hurricane supplies, make home repairs, purchase a generator, and more this hurricane season with a Fidelity personal loan. Make that move today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Are you searching for something new? Something exciting? Your dream job in paradise? Well, look no further. Royal Beach Club Paradise Island is hiring. Join a dynamic group of passionate hospitality professionals, craft unforgettable moments, and thrive in a vibrant, welcoming atmosphere. Play your part in shaping the future of our team while growing your own career every day. Bring your energy, your passion, and your creativity to a workplace that's as dynamic and fun as you are. Opportunities don't just exist, they're limitless. So are you ready to find your perfect fit? Visit Royal Beach Club at paradiseisland.com/career today and step into a world of exciting possibilities.
When it comes to hearts at Cleveland Clinic, you can't miss a beat. you seek the best care possible, work with the brightest minds, and leave no stone unturned to get to the heart of the matter. Because understanding is always the first step to overcoming. For every heart in the world, see how we're advancing the future of heart care at Cleveland Clinic today.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
Good morning and welcome back to On the Clock with Erin Green. I just want to say thank you for all the texts and calls this morning. We're going to talk to the producer about the phone line. Thank you, texter. Bimini Chamber President, housing for displaced resort world employees is limited. Last week I read a story coming out of Bimini indicating that Resorts World employees are roughly 200, I think, if I may estimate, approximately 200 employees were asked to vacate the premises that they were at that time living in, right? Edward Reckley, president of the Bimini Chamber of Commerce, said that this will put a strain on the limited inventory available on Bimini. He told Guardian Business that most, if not all, of the Resort World's employees that were asked to vacate the premises will have to share accommodation for the foreseeable future. As the island tries to work through a turbulent period the resort is currently undergoing. Reckley said, quote, there is a lawsuit between Resorts World and Emily. They are in the middle of sorting all of that out, and that's why the notice for employees to vacate the premises came about. Close quotes. I don't think that's the reason. I mean, there may be the circumstances, right, in which the decision was made, but I'm not certain that is the reason. Gerardo Capo, the original developer of Resorts World Bimini, through his company RAV Bahamas, is suing his partner, the Genting Group, alleging the Genting Group cooked the books to effectively wipe out RAV's equity investment. Capo alleges the Genting Group is dumping and masking debt onto the project to benefit itself, and the liability structure will ensure Genting gets paid before RAV if the development is liquidated. Stick a pin. Okay, so, right? Because at the first half of the article, I was thinking, but surely in writing, in the contract, the resort is responsible for providing accommodations. The contract, right? That the resort is responsible for accommodations for Bahamian employees. The same way that in the law you say that the employer is responsible to ensure that the migrant laborer that they hire and bring into the country is in adequate and approved housing, right? You put it in the contract. You all didn't put it in the contract? So, Reckley said, Resorts World is trying to arrange some living quarters and also assist them workers financially. I don't like the word assist. I don't like the word assist. If I was living on in a property that you provided, and I presume, I'm speculating that I am paying you, like a part of my salary goes towards that housing, right? You're not assisting me in finding housing. You're finding housing for your employee whose housing you revoked. Let's prep the phone line. Producer Reckley noted, meanwhile, notwithstanding the upheaval with regard to living accommodations for employees, businesses on the island are concerned about which of the business partners will have to leave the development and what it means in terms of the investment input on the island. Good morning, caller. You got 30 seconds. Good morning, caller.
Oh. Thank you. Aaron, can you hear me properly?
I can hear you now. You got 30 seconds, Raymond.
Okay. What I want to say, right, the government needs to put in operation whereby people come in here to go to other countries and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
What's the reason you come in here? What's the reason you go to those other countries? Are you coming back here? How long you going to be over there? And, you know, things like that. And allow people only to be here when they come here to the Bahamas and the North Bahamians only for a certain length of time. And after that, if they don't leave, you look for them.
I got you. You know what I'm going to do, Bremen? I am going to request, thank you very much, I'm going to request, Nuri, I'm going to ask for your assistance as well. MOFA, Ministry of Foreign Affairs, if they could come on and give us a snapshot of our consular services, right? And when we issue visas, is it similar to the American visa? I have a U.S. visa. I could be there for 6 months. I'm required to leave the country. And what are the terms for visas to enter the Bahamas? I think that'd be the best way to do it. Let Ministry of Foreign Affairs come on and give us the rundown. But because your point is sound, right? People need to know. And I'm extrapolating a point from there. Not enough people understand what the rules are, right? Because typically you don't need a visa to travel to your own country, so you don't concern yourself about it. So a couple of the stories I had on the deck as well. Andrew Shantytown residents given notice. That's the 8th of September. And then in the article, unresolved logistical issues delay Shantytown demolition. 15th of September, we have an update on the movement at the Hasty Farms in Andrus. Then again, a little positive news. World's largest floating book fair returns to Grand Bahama this week. I happy. When you bring in the books, I happy. And then tourism officials, Junkanoo Beach Association, tackle harassment of vendors. I'm glad that the Junkanoo Beach Association had a fruitful meeting, positive meeting with the Minister of Tourism, Investments and Aviation last week. And I can tell you what, though. Y'all concerned about them harassing vendors on Junkanoo Beach? Have you all driven past Junkanoo Beach? Have you ever been able to drive past Junkanoo Beach without a pedestrian just throwing their body in the road? Or without a car running a stop sign right next to the police station? Or the cars illegally parked across the road? The whole of Junkanoo Beach is a harassment, man. Anyway, that's the music. I gotta go. Guardian Radio AM with CA News up next.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.